So it looks like the food riots may begin in about 2 weeks or so, because if the government shutdown continues, then the USDA is reportedly going to not only run out of money to disperse through the federal SNAP program, which is the food stamp program, but also they may lack the authority to disperse funds. And so numerous states are already declaring that they will not be able to disperse any more SNAP money, you know, food stamp money on the debit cards at the grocery store, beginning November 1st. Now, you've probably heard the saying that every society is 9 meals away from anarchy. Well, if that holds true, it means right around, I don't know, November 5th or so, or 6th, it depends on how much food people have in the cupboard, people are going to start to panic. Well, actually, I think the panic will begin the very day the food stamps stop working. I mean, do you recall a few months ago when the Trump administration began to push states to enact restrictions on the use of food stamps for soda and processed junk food and garbage food, stuff like that, right? And how there was a massive freakout on the left and all these people that are living on food stamps, and there's tens of millions of them, were just absolutely beside themselves. I can't have my Dr. Pepper. I can't have my Fruit Loops. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you can't. Because food stamps are supposed to be an emergency program for people who would otherwise starve to make sure you don't starve. Not to feed your obesity, which is what the SNAP program has become. Just a way to enrich the processed food companies, to keep the American people obese, to generate profits for Big Pharma to treat all their diseases, including cancer, and to enrich the retailers like Walmart, and most importantly, Visa, MasterCard, you know, the transaction banks for all commerce. They make money on every transaction, of course. So the food stamp program is actually more of a corporate welfare program than a human welfare program. I mean, it feeds money to the big banks and to the big retailers and to the big processed food companies and the pharma companies. They're just using humans as the vessel to generate disease, which then generates profits. So that's what the food stamp program really has become. Well, if it ends or is suspended on November 1st, things are about to get super dicey. Now, you've heard me say 1,000 times that you don't want to be in the cities when it all goes down. You don't want to be anywhere near the cities. For lots of reasons, but this is another reason, because the food riots, should they begin, they will start looting the retailers, obviously, because they do that anyway. But this time they're going to be starving, you know, hungry for their Dr. Pepper. So they're going to loot the retailers. First, it'll be the local convenience stores, and then it'll be the grocery stores. And you may now realize why so many grocery stores have moved out of the left-wing cities. They've closed down and left. Why? Because they know what's coming. They know that massive civil unrest is coming. And you see, the left loves this kind of thing because it gives them a cover for the left-wing uprising that they want to stage anyway, because they want to overthrow Trump. Not that they would succeed at that, but in some of their minds, they think they can. And a lot of left-wing lawmakers, Democrats, are openly talking about fighting in the streets. Well, you get a bunch of hungry, you know, welfare recipients in the inner cities whose food gets cut off. They're going to join the riots. Then you have a much larger left-wing army of angry, obese people who are, you know, protesting the Trump administration. This also benefits the Trump administration, if you think about it, because it gives them the ability to move in more troops into the cities, which Trump has openly talked about that, and using Chicago as a training ground for the U.S. military, which set off alarm bells everywhere. But if Trump wants to move into the cities and have a kind of local martial law situation, this is the perfect way to make that happen. As soon as the civil unrest breaks out, Trump can dispatch federal troops and say, well, they're there to protect federal buildings and federal property. And the courts have upheld that the dispatching of even military troops to left-wing cities. So this is how Trump is going to occupy those cities. And then as the Civil War gets activated, which has long been the plan, you know, it's called the Podesta plan, then Trump has already positioned troops in the locations where they're going to need to be to fight on behalf of the United States government in this coming civil war. Now, a couple of things. The good news is that if you're outside the cities, this is probably not going to affect you directly, like physically. So, you know, if you live in a rural area, yeah, there's plenty of rural people on food stamps, but they're not going to gather together in large enough numbers, probably, to become a problem. And your local county sheriff can probably deal with that problem if it does become a problem. And if the sheriff can't deal with it, then, you know, he or she can deputize a bunch of other people, veterans, you know, former law enforcement, SWAT team guys, whatever. They can all be deputized to solve that problem and restore order. The issue where this is going to be a risk is in the cities, obviously, because, of course, the police have been neutered. They've been told not to enforce the law. They've always been told to back off and let the radical left burn whatever they want and carry out, you know, chaos and destroy property wherever they want. The shop owners are going to be screwed, and the grocery chains that will have their stores completely gutted, looted, and then burned to the ground, they're going to have some problems, along with the insurance companies that have been insuring those grocery stores. You know, speaking of insurance, you may recall that over the last 2 years or so, you've seen many insurance companies leave California, like State Farm in particular, but others have been canceling policies or refusing to renew existing policies and absolutely refusing to write new policies in the state of California. And when I was first covering this, we were asking, well, what do they see coming? You know, what is it that they're anticipating? And the answer should be kind of obvious. It's this. It's a civil war or a war scenario of some kind with massive property destruction, with the U.S. military actually fighting left-wing armed gangs and terrorist groups, etc., in the city of Los Angeles. You know, it'll be the battle for L.A. And as L.A. is turned into a total war zone, of course, there will be a lot of property destruction along the way, and that will include residential properties. You know, if you thought the Palisades fires were bad, just wait for the food riots and, you know, the civil war that may follow. Now, of course, the Democrats could stop all this if they wanted to by simply agreeing to the terms of funding the government. Right now, the Democrats are holding out on this because they want more money for illegals. You know, free health care for illegals in California. That's what they want because they want to be able to entice those illegals to stay in the state, because that's a way to rig the U.S. census, which counts every person, even if they are not legal citizens. And then the U.S. census, as you may recall, determines how many congressional seats, well, in the House, that the party gets. It also determines the Electoral College votes that the state gets in presidential elections. So the more people, even if they're illegal, the more people that California can keep in the state, then the more they're able to rig elections just through the presence of illegals. That's why they want free money for the illegals to keep them there. They know that if the illegals don't get all the freebies, you know, free healthcare and free, well, housing subsidies and everything else, and food stamps, then a lot of those illegals are just going to leave the state. And, you know, which is what we want. You know, we don't want illegals to be there taking advantage of all kinds of, you know, freebies and handouts that are funded by taxpayers. That doesn't make any sense. But that's the way Democrats want to run their societies, which is why every rational person is leaving LA or even, well, parts of California. And many people are moving out of the state entirely because they know what's going to happen. You know, the cities are going to collapse. It's going to be a war zone. And then out of that will be mass death. Now, remember that I believe Trump and, frankly, the leaders of most Western nations are trying to achieve rapid depopulation through a variety of means. And one of those is a die-off that would occur in a civil war or maybe a grid down scenario, I could actually see a scenario where the U.S. government turns off the power grid to large cities in California, blames it on China, because that's the convenient narrative, of course. It says, oh, it was a cyber attack from China, but you have no power in L.A. and the whole, I don't know, large region. But the point of that is to achieve extermination, because the die-off will be extremely rapid. And as the die-off is rapid, you know, think about it, it's saving the government money because they do not have to pay Social Security benefits, pensions, Medicare, etc., even at the federal level. And also the food stamp program. So the more people that they manage to kill who are on food stamps, then obviously the, you know, the less money they have to spend on food stamp benefits. And if you're thinking, no, that's impossible, the government would never kill people. Are you kidding me? The government kills more people than anybody else in history. You know, just in the 20th century alone, governments around the world killed a quarter of a billion people. It's called democide. Democide. Governments kill more people than everybody else. And they do it deliberately, too. Just like the UK right now, they want to send their young men off to die in war. Why? Because the young men are beginning to rise up against the government. The government just can't maintain control. That's why they're trying to, you know, monitor everybody's social media posts and outlaw any kind of criticism of government, throw people in jail for mean tweets and things like that. That's happening all over the UK. It's also happening in places like Germany. And that's because, again, the local people are sick and tired of their corrupt pedophile leaders in those countries, and they're about on the verge of overthrowing those leaders. So what the leaders do throughout history is they start a war and they feed their young men into the war machine, which is a death grinder, until they get rid of all the young men, and then they can keep everybody else under control. And young women don't pose the same threat, because young women, well, even older women, by and large, maybe not you listening to this, you're different, but women do not rise up against governments the way that men do throughout history. Women, you know, they don't lead resistance movements that are kinetic very often. I mean, maybe in history there have been a couple of examples, but it's pretty rare. It's usually young men. And I don't know if it's the testosterone or what, or just, you know, men want to be free more than women. I don't know. Whatever it is, these governments, they absolutely want to get rid of all the men, the young men, the military age men. So that's what's going on. And also that will save them on the food stamps and all the government pensions and benefits as well, because they'll recruit older men, you know, eventually, because they'll run out of young men like is happening in Ukraine. And then they'll start recruiting older and older men to join the front lines of combat. So war is a depopulation engine, and cutting off the food stamp program is an accelerant to civil war. And so if you believe that the Trump administration wants to accelerate the civil war scenario, which seems rather likely, then you understand exactly why this is happening. Because, you know, the civil war scenario is going to bring out the worst of the radical left, and it will show the whole country how violent and dangerous and insane leftists have become. And remember that Trump has already officially designated Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. You know, whether or not that carries weight in law is another question. You know, technically, there's really not such a thing as a domestic terrorist. There are enemy combatants that are in the country. So essentially, Trump is designating them as enemy combatants. Now, he did that, you know, a few weeks ago. So that gives him the correct posture to be able to go to war with the radical left when the food riots begin. Because Trump can just say, oh, well, everybody that's rising up right now, they're all Antifa. And that might be true. You know, Antifa is going to have a strong presence in the food riots, I would imagine. So Trump could just say, well, they're terrorists, and he can order the military just open fire on them, you know? Rules of engagement are now freedom to fire because they're terrorists. See, you see how this all lines up? And then you're going to have massacres. If this continues in this direction, obviously, you'll have massacres of Americans and illegals in the blue cities. And then that will enrage the left even more. And they'll rise up against the Trump administration, try to overthrow it. And there'll be a massive war. And then Trump will deploy the U.S. military in cities across the country and establish martial law. And then that military presence will be perfect for running the midterm elections next year to make sure that there's no illegal ballot stuffing. You know, Trump will just have the military run the elections, which probably is a good idea, given how much the Democrats routinely cheat by running the same ballots over and over again, or, you know, serving as mules to gather up fraudulent ballots, or all the printing and mailing out of fake ballots, and then the gathering up of all the mail-in ballots and the ballot stuffing. You know, the Democrats can only win if they cheat. And by having civil conflict accelerating between now and Election Day, which is about 1 year away, roughly, Trump can create such an emergency. Or, I mean, it's not him creating it. He's sort of architecting an emergency that would put the military in charge of elections at the same time that a couple million illegals have already left the country because of the ICE crackdowns. It looks pretty promising that Trump will be able to maintain control over the House and the Senate in the midterm elections due to these factors. And that's critical for the Trump administration, because if the Democrats gain control over the House, they will immediately impeach him. I mean, there won't even be a pause. It'll just be, you know, day one, the impeachment proceedings begin, and they'll have a couple of hearings or whatever, but then they'll impeach the president because he's gutting the Democrat fraud machine. So get ready for all of this. It's going to get interesting. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com for storable, organic, clean food supplies that will help you through any emergency. And of course, don't forget about the satellite phone store at SAT123.com. If you already have a phone, keep it. If you don't have a phone, you might want to get one in case the cell towers go down and the power grid goes down. You can make calls during emergencies. And of course, gold and silver will probably skyrocket during all of this. So reach out to our gold and silver partner, which is Battalion Metals, that we've worked with for many, many years. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. So thank you for all your support, and get ready. And let's hope that this doesn't start the Civil War, but it actually could begin. So be cautious. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.